Well, it's time to roll up your sleeves and get cooking because the holidays are here, and I'm sure you have your favorite recipes that you make every year. This year, you may want to add a new dish to the Thanksgiving meal. And our guest today is going to talk about the Taste of Home's annual book, Holidays and Celebrations. It features recipes that take less than 30 minutes to prepare. She'll also share recipes from the new Grab and Go magazine, Simple and Delicious. Peggy Woodward is food editor for Taste of Home Brands, focuses most of her attention on Simple and Delicious. She's also a registered dietitian. And Peggy, thanks for spending time with us today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me, Larry.
It's great to have you back. You know, the last time you were on, I was looking through Simple and Delicious, and I hit upon a pork barbecue recipe. And we tell you, you may not remember this, but I had a beer tasting.
Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
And so I said, I'm going to try that pork barbecue recipe to serve. And I served it, and it was a big hit.
Good.
It was a big hit.
What beer did you serve with it?
What's that?
What kind of beer did you have there?
Oh, we had an expert beer guy that came in to give this talk. So it was over about a 2-hour period, and he had half a dozen really tasty beers that we didn't drink a bottle of each. I don't think anybody had gotten home, but we had some good sips and we learned about the history of each of them. As there's so many great brewers anymore here in the state. It was fun to do that, and the pork barbecue was sort of one of the centerpieces of the food I was serving, and it was a big hit.
So good.
It wasn't hard to make either.
Yep, they're usually pretty easy to make. Just, you know, everyday ingredients and already tried by home cooks. So,
a Taste of Home. Talk a little. I mean, there may be people who don't know about Taste of Home, so talk about it.
Right. So, Taste of Home is a brand of. We have several different magazines, including Simple and Delicious, Taste of Home, Country Woman, and all of our recipes are sent in by readers. So, you already know that they're tried and true. These are readers' favorite recipes. They send them in to us. We vet them. We look through them, you know, decide what we want to test. And we test them in our test kitchen. We check them for, you know, accuracy and just amounts of ingredients. And so you could easily reproduce the recipes at home. We make any little changes that need to be made and then send them out to our readers.
Yeah. And there's some great recipes, and I like the fact that you do a good job with photography as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have an in-house photography studio, so we have photographers on staff and food stylists. So most all of our recipes are photographed, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, and we have several of your links to several recipes that we have on our Facebook page from your website, or actually links to your website, and we can, you know, mm-hmm. talk about them as we go along here. But I think this latest edition, it's the December-January edition I have in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Top
yeah,
10.
Yeah, the December-January.
That's from the magazine, from the Grab and Go, has got some, and I just got it, so I haven't had a chance to look through it very carefully, but it looks like there are a lot of good recipes.
Yeah, we have packed full of great recipes. We have in every issue, we have a 30-minute entrees. So we have 30 and 30. It's 30 entrees that can be done in 30 minutes or less. So there are a lot of great recipes that you could throw together, especially right now. The holiday season is always so busy with gatherings, and you know everyone's busy. So it's really great to have a fast meal to put together. We have a good for you section, and this time we're featuring some that are, you know, kind of resolution, you know, keep your resolution all day long. We have a variety of recipes like breakfast recipes, like muffins and a lasagna recipe for supper, some roast chicken. We have a cozy holiday slow cooker feature. That's one of my favorites because everybody loves using their slow cooker, especially during the holidays. It's so great just to, you know, start it in the morning and not have to worry about it, right?
Absolutely. And some nice appetizers in there, too. I saw the broccoli and chive stuffed mini peppers with a really nice photo of that. And I thought, oh, wow, I'd like to try that one.
Yep, that's part of our bonus section. So our subscribers got a bonus section, which includes four features. There's a make-ahead breakfast, a holiday pasta, and holiday appetizers and some frozen treats.
Well, it's sure fun to look through it. And we should also mention, I have in front of me, your Taste of Home Holidays and Celebrations book, cookbook with 467 recipes for every occasion. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, we have you covered. Yes, we have you covered for every holiday and special occasion. So this one is just packed full of really great recipes for throughout the year. Color photos, there are lots of tips throughout the book, some how-to photos, and then we have some at-a-glance icons to help you find what you're looking for, like if it's a slow cooker recipe, or if it's a recipe that can be done in 30 minutes or less, or you can make it and freeze it, which a lot of people like to do, especially when they're cooking for the holidays or cooking for company.
Well, here we are, Thanksgiving, couple days off, and I got an email today from the Del Monte Company, which is, they grow and distribute a lot of green beans. And they did a survey, 3,000 people across the U.S., and they ranked the U.S. states that eat green bean casseroles the most. And I've got to bring that. And then I thought of you right away. I thought, oh, this is perfect. I got this today, and you're on the show.
Yeah.
So the number one state is Louisiana. 60% of the people in Louisiana, according to this survey, expect to eat a green bean casserole this Thanksgiving.
That's a lot of green beans.
That's a heck of a lot of green beans. And I said, well, where is Wisconsin on the list? And we are right up there. We're fifth. 52%.
Wow.
Yeah, 52% of the people in Wisconsin are expecting to eat green bean casseroles this Thanksgiving.
Holy cow. And I have to admit, there are green beans in my refrigerator right now, just for Thanksgiving.
And I looked in your Holidays and Celebration book, and there's a nice green. In fact, I would like to try that green bean recipe. It's a little different. It's got some sour cream in it. I'm sure don't remember this off the top of your head, but anyway, there's a nice green bean recipe in a casserole recipe in your book. And I forgot, what is, oh, page 180. I think I even marked the page. Page 180.
It's a holiday green bean casserole.
Holiday green bean casserole. That's what it was, if that's what it is.
Yeah, it's got, you know, you have to have a crunchy topping. So this one has almonds and cornflakes and butter. That's how they get their crunch on this recipe. It has some mushrooms in it, some Worcestershire sauce, of course, some cheese. So, yeah, that's a tasty.
And sour cream.
And sour cream.
so that's one I'm tempted to try that one. And you know, here we've got to uphold, keep our record up there as one of the top green bean casserole consuming states in the nation. And I actually looked at our neighbors. Iowa is way down in 41st place. Only 21% of Iowans eat green bean casserole or expect to eat it on Thanksgiving. And Minnesota isn't much better. They're in 32nd place, with only 28% of Minnesota residents are expecting to eat green bean casseroles on Thanksgiving.
Well, we'll have to do our part to, you know, try to keep Wisconsin up there.
I'm going to do my part. I'm sure there'll be a green bean casserole where I'm having Thanksgiving dinner, and I'm going to go ahead and eat it. Oh, man. So much fun talking about these kinds of things. We have one of the recipes that, you know, I've never really although I really enjoy French onion soup, I've never really gone to the trouble of making it. I don't know why. And you've got a classic French onion soup recipe in your book that really looks good.
Yeah, you know, they are, why they taste so good is because of slow cooking those onions. So they really caramelize. This one has, it's 8 cups of onions in this recipe. So they really cook down. They get really concentrated. It has garlic in it, some port wine, beef broth. And you really let that it cooks. So it cooks for 30 to 40 minutes until the onions are really deep golden brown. And then, you know, a lot of times they top it with, and we do that too, we top it with a slice of French bread. It has some garlic and some Gruyere Swiss cheese. So yeah, that's a delicious one. If you have never made one, definitely try it out.
Yeah, I've never made one, but I really, that one looked good to me, and it looked, well, now that's going to be a fun one to kind of prepare, too.
Mm-hmm.
You're slow cooking those onions, and the house is going to be filled with these delicious aromas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, we do, like most French onion soups, you put the soup into a ramekin, and then you top it with your, you know, your toast with a cheese on top, and then you put it back in the oven under the broiler.
Yep.
But a lot of people don't have 12 ramekins or 12, you know, little soup dishes that are broiler safe. So, you know, that's always just an extra step. It's nice to do, but you don't have to do that in order to have a really, really good French onion soup.
I tell you what, we're having a lot of fun today talking with Peggy Woodward, who is food editor for Taste of Home brand. She focuses most of her attention on simple and delicious, and that particular magazine. And also, we're talking with her today about their latest book, Taste of Home Holiday Celebrations. We'll be back right after the news. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here, a couple of days away from Thanksgiving. That means lots of wonderful food, and we're kind of right in that, go right from Thanksgiving into other holidays, parties and Christmas and Hanukkah and all kinds of great opportunities to eat and eat well and eat with friends and family and loved ones. It's always a wonderful time of the year. Great to have with me Peggy Woodward, food editor for Taste of Home Brands. Focuses most of her attention on simple and delicious. She also is a registered dietitian. And again, Peggy, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Absolutely.
Oh, hey, it's always fun. And here we are in the state that ranks 5th in the country in eating green bean casseroles. And we've got so many more other than green bean casseroles that we can talk about today with her, because she's the Simple and Delicious, the latest book is out, the latest magazine for December, January, and their Taste of Home Holidays and Celebrations book out as well, 467 recipes for every occasion. So a lot of fun talking with her about those recipes. Maybe you're a fan of Taste of Home magazines. What do you like about them? Have you ever submitted a recipe for the magazine? And what are your favorite holiday recipes or favorite things that you like to prepare during the holiday season? Give us a call. The number is 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. And I hope you will go to our Facebook page because Amy or Peggy has put together several recipes that you can take a look at. Actually, we've got the titles on our Facebook page. Click on the title and it'll take you to the recipe at their site. So one of them we just talked about, classic French onion soup. There's a mahogany glazed Cornish hen. There's a sausage stuffed muffin. There's a garlic rosemary turkey. There's an apple Bavarian torte. Oh, my goodness. And then there's a spicy touchdown chili, cappuccino cinnamon rolls, garlic roasted turkey, and ginger streusel pumpkin pie.
We've got you covered, for sure. We've got you covered. Even when you're watching the Packers, after Thanksgiving, let's say you eat Thanksgiving early, about noon or 1 o'clock, and you're getting hungry during the Packers game, you still have company over. I know a lot of people are going to be doing that.
Yep.
You've got this chili recipe to serve up to company.
I like the spicy touchdown chili. Now, I haven't, I'm going to go to the recipe because I haven't looked at it yet, but I like a little spice. I like a little kick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this recipe is made with ground beef and ground pork, and then it has two kinds of beans in it, some diced tomatoes. It has cayenne pepper, chili powder, has some bacon, has some beer. So it's a really, really great,
Yeah,
it's done in the slow cooker, so yeah.
Yeah, so that sounds, you can have that ready going all day long in one of your slow cookers. You have more than one slow cooker at home? Or do you have?
I do. I have two slow cookers.
Yeah, I have as well. You can never have enough slow cookers.
I would probably get one more if I had my space for it.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's the trouble, is always finding space for all this stuff. Teresa in Madison has a comment. Teresa, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi. So I hail from England. So when it comes to Thanksgiving, a holiday I don't understand, I always do it your style, American style, but Christmas is when the English have their turkey, and I do two recipes that you don't see very often here. One, both very simple. One is bread sauce, and that's simply take an onion, stick some whole cloves in it, put it in a small saucepan, put a bay leaf in, cover it with milk, bring it to the boil, take it off the heat, and just let it sit and infuse as long as you want. And then take the onion out and the bay leaf, add some bread, and it can just be chunks, and a knob of butter. Put it back on the heat, stir over a low heat, and it will slowly thicken. And then you can cook it beforehand, and then before you serve it, heat it again and put a little bit of cream in it. And it's absolutely wonderful with turkey. And the second recipe, we call it stuffing. You call it dressing, sage and onion. So again, it's onion, just salt and pepper. Fry the onion until it's soft, and then put in, depending on the quantity, but, I pack my frying pan basically with onions and then ground up breadcrumbs and sage. I actually have a sage bush by my front door, so I put fresh sage in.
Oh.
It's all cooked in butter. And then you just cook it until it's pretty soft, and then you just grease any sort of baking tin, press it so that it's not very thick. It's like a slice of bread. Press it down, put a knob of butter on the top, bake for 20 minutes, and it's gorgeous.
Oh.
So those are the two things that we would eat with turkey. Not very unusual to have, maybe chestnut stuffing, very unusual for the British to put meat of any sort, sausage or anything, in a stuffing. And both of those, I mean, my kids would eat the stuffing just on its own. And in fact, I'm going for the first time to an American house for Thanksgiving, but my daughter wants me to bring the sage and onion stuffing.
They sound delicious.
Oh, does that sound good?
Oh, it really is. And they're both so simple. And you can make this stuffing beforehand. I make trays of it. I just buy those cheap silver, the foil trays.
Mm-hmm.
I make trays of it, and just, I don't cook it. I just put it in the freezer. And then when it comes to Christmas Day, I'll just even almost put it near the bottom, and I'll cook maybe four of them. And then you can just cut it up in squares, and you can keep the cold. In England, the idea of Christmas is that the mother cooks on Christmas Day, and no ham, just turkey. But then you don't cook again until everything is gone. So it could be 6-7 days. And I mean everything.
I like that idea. I like that.
Perfect. It's wonderful. Turkey sandwiches for lunch. And then in the evening, it's cold meats. We don't do coleslaw or anything like that. Just cold meats and tomatoes, maybe bread and butter. And then your cold, stuffing and your cold sauce. And absolutely gorgeous. It's lovely. And then when you finally get to the end of it, you might make soup or something. But yeah, I mean, I generally wouldn't cook for literally about 6 days.
This is, what a great call. Teresa, thank you so much.
It's okay. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Too.
Oh, isn't that wonderful to hear about?
That is.
And what about those recipes? You know what? We should have her post those up on our Facebook page.
If you have
a minute, Would you post those up on those two on our Facebook page? Just send it to the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page. We would really love to have them. Thank you so much for calling. That was a great, great story. Todd in Cross Plains. Hi.
Hi. Well, after that last recipe thing, this one sounds a little bit lame, but I tell you, it really works.
All right. What have you got?
This is for barbecued drumsticks in the slow cooker.
Okay.
This is from an elderly woman, so it works. It's grandma test.
Okay.
Take a bottle of French dressing, a can of jellied cranberries, the whole cranberry where it's just one jellied clump, and a packet of French onion soup mix. Put that in your slow cooker, and it sounds like it shouldn't work, but it works. It's the most incredible thing.
Good.
I asked her, you know, how to make the recipe, and when I found out, I said, are you kidding? I thought she said, I have more important things to do than sit in the kitchen all day.
So what is it? Give it to me once more. You've got chicken legs?
Chicken legs.
Okay.
You could do a turkey leg, too. But in a slow cooker, it's a bottle of French onion, or a bottle of French dressing, just plain old French dressing, can of jellied cranberries, the solid can,
yep,
and a packet of French onion soup mix. All in the slow cooker, throw the legs in, and let it cook all day. It's delicious.
Very nice. The slow cooker to the rescue once again.
Oh,
that's right.
Yep, and French onion soup, you know, that comes up in... so many recipes that, and this one, I've never seen this one before. A bottle of French dressing, jellied cranberries, and French onion soup packet.
Give it a shot. You'll be amazed. It doesn't taste like any of them individually. It has a whole new taste to it. This works perfect with the chicken.
Todd, thank you. That's another one to try. You know, now that's a simple and delicious recipe, Peggy.
That is. That only four ingredients, and you're done.
I like that. A bunch of chicken. And you know what? I like chicken legs, too.
Yeah, they're great. They're easy to cook. They're economical. You know, chicken legs and chicken thighs are so economical compared to buying, you know, breast meat. So I think a lot of people are grabbing for chicken legs these days.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go with the thigh. I like the thighs, too. So get one of the legs that have the thighs still on.
Mm-hmm.
And then go with a bottle of the with that particular recipe. That'd be definitely be an easy one to do.
Yeah,
for sure. Well, your holidays and celebrations book has, I think it's about 120 recipes or so that take 30 minutes or less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got a lot of recipes that are 30 minutes or less, and they're all marked with like an at a glance icon, so you could find them really easily. And we've got a lot of, you know, every holiday is covered. We've got a lot of tips throughout the book, lots of fun, colorful recipes and great photos. You could buy it at any store, any bookstore that sells books. It's out there at retailers right now. Or you could even buy it at Amazon.com.
And I was trying to, you know, I was looking at different recipes that struck my fancy, of which there's always way more that strike my fancy than I could ever have the time to prepare. But there was a raspberry walnut brie that I thought would be, you know, for an appetizer, got to look nice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's raspberry jam, actually, which I have some.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, those are really great recipes with a brie and some jam to give it a little bit of sweetness, so it's savory sweet. You could also do that with apricot jam or peach preserves. That also goes really nice with brie.
Yeah, and so there you've got the jam, and you've got some brie cheese, and you've got you get some stone ground wheat crackers and some chopped walnuts and butter.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go.
And you're done.
Yeah, you're now, that's going to be less than 30 minutes. That's about 10 minutes.
That's less than that. So that's a great recipe to bring somewhere. If somebody asks you to bring an appetizer, it's so great to just bring it there. All you need to do is just warm up the jam in the microwave for 15 to 20 seconds, brush it over the brie, you know, set it up on your platter with some crackers, and you're set to go.
Yeah.
So, it doesn't take up any oven space.
And you want the brie, getting to room temperature anyway. So if you're taking it somewhere, by the time you get there, it's going to be in perfect shape.
Mm-hmm. You'll be all set.
So let me give the phone number again. I've got some callers online we want to get to, but you can join in at 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Talking with Peggy Woodward about her Simple and Delicious magazine, Taste of Home magazine, that you can subscribe to or you can pick up at your local grocery store. They're pretty much every grocery store, I think you're going to find that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's on sale on December 1st. So another week, our December-January issue will be on newsstands. Right now, our October-November issue is on newsstands.
Well, the October-November one was a pretty darn good one, too. I have that one at home, so I like that a lot. And then the holidays, the Taste of Home Holidays and Celebrations cookbook, that's probably available pretty much anywhere as well, would be my guess.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, fun talking with Peggy today, and again, you can join in with your own questions. I'd love to hear from you as well. The recipes, just go back to that for a minute. Somebody may be wondering, how do you submit recipes? Your recipes come from readers. And I like the fact this is a Wisconsin company.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as you know, you're right in Milwaukee.
Yep, we're right in Milwaukee. Our office is in Milwaukee. Our test kitchen and photo studio is in Milwaukee. And if anybody would like to submit a recipe, just go to tasteofhome.com and click on submit a recipe. And we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear stories about your recipe. Where did you get your recipe? How did you come up with it? Maybe it's a recipe you got from your grandmother. Tell us the details.
Well, I think it sure sounds like a lot of fun, and I've never submitted one myself, so I think I'm going to have to go through. I've got some pretty good ones I should just think about.
Yeah. We'd love to have them.
sending you a couple of recipes. That'd be actually a lot of fun to do. There are some more. I wanted to talk about some more of the recipes that are that we have on our website, or at least links to the one pot saucy beef rotini.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a recipe that can be done in 30 minutes. So, when you're busy during the holidays, and why I love this recipe so much is that you cook the pasta right in the dish with the beef and the mushrooms and the onion and the Italian seasoning. So there's some extra water in there that the pasta absorbs, and so it's one pot. You only have one pot to clean, and dinner's on the table.
Yeah, I like that an awful lot. And I was looking here. There was another one with slow cooker with mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon, mac, and cheese.
Yep, and that's the same idea where you put the shells in, the pasta shells raw. You put them in uncooked. So a lot of times, slow cooker mac and cheese recipes, the pasta gets really soft. A lot of them, the recipes call for cooking the pasta before you put it in the slow cooker. Well, this one, you put the pasta in raw, and so it cooks up. It's really nice. It's not mushy when it's done. It only takes about 3 hours. So this is definitely something, like my family, we get together for Christmas, and we always like to have something extra for our really big family reunions at Christmas time that we know kids will love. So slow cooker mac and cheese is always there.
And this one, the noodles aren't mushy, you're saying?
They're not mushy. Everything gets done at the same time. It's got a lot of great flavor. I think it's a really, really fun, really smart recipe.
Yeah, I like the look of it. And again, it's another one of those that are pretty easy when you get right down to it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, just tossing everything in the slow cooker.
Yeah, I like that a lot. And Lynette in Hubertus has a comment. Let's go there. Hi, Lynette. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I have a really simple recipe for an appetizer.
Yeah.
What is the best part of any dish that you have cheese on top that you bake.
The top of the cheese.
The best part is the crusty cheese, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what you do is you take Parmesan cheese, not Reggiano, just regular everyday Parmesan, and shred it on a box shredder.
Yeah.
Not the really small holes, but the next one.
The next one up. Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of tiny shreds, and then by tablespoonfuls, put that on a Silpat pan, or a pan lined with a Silpat, and kind of sort of flatten it out a little bit, but it's going to be kind of, you know, messy on the edges. Sprinkle, you don't even have to do anything at this point, but I like to sprinkle on some fresh ground cracked black pepper or some paprika, and throw it in the oven at 375 or so for about 6 minutes. Once they cool, you've got your crusty cheese, and they're really pretty. They're like little crackers, and they're really pretty and super tasty. They're very delicate, so you got to kind of be careful that they don't break up. But yeah, everybody loves them. It's an awesome simple recipe.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, you know, it does sound delicious. And I've had that situation, you know, where you've got the little cheese has sort of melted and gone off to the side, and it's on the pan on the bottom. And you think, I love that part. That's the part you like the best. You're absolutely.
Yeah, it'd be really great with soup.
Floated in the top, floated on the top of a bowl of tomato soup. That would be great.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that idea. Thanks, Lynette.
You're very welcome. Have a good one.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. Appreciate it very much. Oh, so many good things that we could talk about. I tell you, maybe one more. If you got one on sweet potatoes, I know we have, we've got a link on one that's sweet potato lentil stew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's in our Good For You section in our Simple Delicious. The summer January issue. And that one is actually done in the slow cooker as well. It's sweet potatoes and lentils, carrots, onions. So it's really homey. It's got cumin and ginger in it and some cayenne pepper, and it's got some fresh cilantro. So it's a really great hearty stew, low in fat. It's got lots of fiber. It's really filling and satisfying. It's great for chilly weather.
So now here we go. We've got Thanksgiving coming up a couple of days away. What's your favorite? What's the favorite thing that you like to eat at Thanksgiving?
My favorite thing is sweet potatoes. I love sweet potatoes in any style. So sweet potatoes will definitely be present at my Thanksgiving dinner. But I also have a really big sweet tooth. So there'll be a couple of desserts. We're having a very small. Small Thanksgiving dinner, not a lot of family, but there will be a couple of desserts to choose from for sure. A pumpkin, something with pumpkin, a pumpkin cake, and then a pie as well.
Wow, I am so hungry. I'm going immediately from this program to lunch. I can tell you that right now,
good
Peggy.
Idea.
Oh, hey, it's so much fun talking with you. I hope you'll come back and be with us again.
Yeah, absolutely. And if anybody needs some great last-minute recipes, you can go to tasteofhome.com. And we have a special Thanksgiving 101 section with lots of great recipes, question and answer. You know, how do you roast a turkey? How do you carve a turkey? How do you make gravy? All the things that you start to think about when you have to, cook in a couple days.
Peggy, it's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we have a link to... Taste of Home, their website, obviously. And if you click on any of the recipes, it'll take you right to the site as well. Peggy Woodward, a food editor for Taste of Home Brands. Always fun to talk with her. We'll have her back and we'll do it again for sure. Thank you for listening. Tomorrow we'll find out about the variety of birds living in the suburbs, and then a book on the evolution of the wing, a book called On the Wing. Stay with us. Lots more in store here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.